switch on to 1485 AM Radio Today.
Okay, this song needs no introduction at all. So the song you know, the show you have probably seen. If you haven't, you need to get along there very, very quickly. It is just the biggest show that's hit this country for a long time. It is Jersey Boys. Welcome in studio to Jacob van Rensburg and Kenneth Mayer. Hi, guys. This is the big one for you. Eh? This is big time. You've never done anything as big as this before.
No, probably not.
Especially in South Africa. No.
So how scary was it? I mean, to get involved in the beginning, and let's go back to auditions. How did you get into it? What happened?
Good grief. Well, like every good actor, I suppose Kenny and I have an agent who is supposed to look out for us, and they received the brief that Hazel Feldman sent out and said we are planning a South African production of Jersey Boys, and I think both of us just pitched up at the audition with our little pieces of sheet music and sang our songs.
Were there many, many people?
There were a lot.
I think especially because it's a very guy-driven musical, all the guys within the industry.
Yes.
And you go there and it's queues of guys, good-looking guys. Yeah, you start stressing.
You're thinking, me amongst all this?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And were there callbacks and callbacks?
And callbacks.
A whole 2-week process, basically.
Oh, really? Where were they in Joburg?
Johannesburg, then went to Cape Town, and then they came back to Johannesburg for the callbacks with the Joburg peeps and the Cape Town peeps and put it all together.
It was quite a process, because normally you only get to sing your songs and do a bit of a dance routine. But they were very intensive also about whether you have an ear for harmony work. So we had harmony sessions where you had to sing your harmony in groups with other people to see whether you can pull that off, because it's so harmony driven.
Now, you alternate with Grant Amaral. You are on not alternate nights, but you do different nights. How does it work?
Yes. Grant mostly does 6 performances a week, and then I do 2 in order to give him a break, just so that his falsetto can have a bit of a rest, because as you saw, it's quite a big sing, and it sits very, very high in the range.
This is my next question. I mean, to get there with a range of, what, 3.5 octaves or something?
Yeah.
And not only to get there, but to sustain that voice, must be a hell of a strain on the vocals.
It's really very taxing. I mean, singing isn't a natural thing for the voice to do to start with.
Yes.
So to be singing in falsetto is quite taxing. But we work with a very, very cool lady from New York who was involved from the start. Her name is Katie Agresta, and she's the vocal coach for all the Frankies.
Okay, yeah.
So we, to this day, once or twice a week, we have Skype lessons with her, and she keeps us vocally fit and vocally healthy, and that seems to be doing the trick.
Right. You played Bob Gaudio in the show, Kenny. Was he involved in the production? Have you ever met the guy? Was he around?
I haven't met the guy. The Frankies have, and Daniel Bass, who plays Tommy, they went to like a Frankie camp in America and left Bob and myself behind.
Or Nick
and myself behind. So I had never met the guy, but I know him from YouTube and internet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish I had the chance to meet him.
And Jaco, you were there?
It was incredible. We went to his
studio. Is he what you thought?
Yes, and so much more. They say never meet your heroes because they might disappoint you.
Yes.
And Bob Gaudio was such a gentleman. Just the most careful guy in terms of working with actors, and he makes you feel like you are really special, and he tries to get the most out of you, which was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Now, today actually is Frankie Valli's birthday.
That's
we were saying off air, and he is 79 today, although there's some doubt about his actual birth date, because in the early days he gave out the wrong information whether he was, you know, born in 34 or 38. But nonetheless, he's still very much around. He's still very much of a driving force. The direction for the production, the local production, was it all American, done by Des McAdams? Was he out here to do the direction? Or was any South African director in the hotspot as well?
No, normally what happens with big, big blockbuster musicals is it would originally have been directed by Des McAnuff, and he then has a lot of associate directors, two or three people who worked very closely with him on the original production, who he then trains in order to duplicate the production all over the world.
Right.
But we did have the great fortune that Des McAnuff came to visit our production in Singapore and gave us notes, and we had some working sessions with him. So after West Hyler came out and directed the production in South Africa for us, and then while we were in Singapore, Des McAnuff actually visited us, and we had about a week worth of workshopping with him and just tweaking fine little details that he wanted to add. So that was great.
You guys must have kicked yourselves, must have pinched yourselves to find out if you're actually awake. Where are you from, Jaco?
I'm from Van Reinstorp on the west coast, Namakwaland.
And you, Kenny?
Kimberley. Northern Cape.
Small town.
Here are these two guys who end up in Singapore on an international stage. I mean, you must have thought, wow, I've died and gone to heaven.
It is quite incredible.
Yeah, it's quite surreal. Seeing the Asians, like how they approach like a new musical like this. They treat you like superstars. It's very surreal at times. I can't explain it.
It's incredible.
But literally, they wait at stage door. Girls like you, Bon Jovi or Brad Pitt.
No, not that they speak English, but it's the music, it's the whole atmosphere, it's the vibe of the show, and it absolutely rocks. I mean, the whole thing works like clockwork, and I suppose every night, of course, you get the standing ovations.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
You get the encores, people shouting and screaming for more.
And because of that, we've been extended, actually.
Well, yeah, you're opening now June 19 in Cape Town, aren't
That's
you?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm closing 9th of June in Johannesburg.
Right, okay. Your role, Kenny, of playing Bob Gaudio, you're kind of different to the others because they're kind of from the other side of the tracks and they're kind of a bit rough, you know.
They've
been in jail and what have you. But you're the kind of, you come across as the kind of gentleman. You're the nice guy, the guy with all the talent and you can write the music and the stuff. They sort of raw singers and guitar players. Is that you? Is that your kind of character? Is that who you are?
Yeah, that's Bob. Bob was born in the Bronx, and then he moved to Bergenfield. It's like a neighboring suburb to Jersey, and it's almost like Sandton to Rosebank, Sandton to Randburg, I mean, if you put those two together.
And people who live in Randburg.
We love Randburg.
We're from Randburg, New Jersey, And he wasn't really fond about the whole... Yeah, he was a family guy and stuff like that. But in terms of the Jersey background, he didn't really care about that. All he cared about was the music, and that was his passion, his drive. He just wanted to create the hits and get the people, love the group, and get the group to the top.
And you, as an individual, you as a yourself, are you that kind? Are you a kind of a gentle, easygoing?
I would think I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why they cast me. I don't know. But
you're very comfortable. You're comfortable in that role. And it works. You play it absolutely superbly. In fact, you two guys feed off each other so well. There's a scene, the handshake scene, where you kind of seal that partnership, and that carries on. In fact, to this day, Bob Gaudio and Frankie Valli are still collaborating,
absolutely,
aren't they?
In
songs
and stuff. Never was anything put on paper in terms of royalties, and it's all been on a handshake. And to this day, Bob Gaudio signs over a certain percentage of his money to Frankie Valli and vice versa. It's really quite an incredible story.
Fantastic. There is a scene that for me was it really worked when you were on, and that we're not without giving the story away, but when you hear about your daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
says he. Flattering. It must be very hard to play because it's quite hard to watch because I can feel what you're feeling. Mm. Now, you turned away from the audience. Your back's away. I suppose there are a lot of reasons for that, but it really works. But there are these long pauses where, under normal circumstances, you'd say, hey, he's forgotten his lines. Yes. Why is this? But it just, is it an important moment for you? Is it a hard moment to play?
Very much so. Ever since we started rehearsing, we were told that Jersey Boys is not a traditional Broadway musical. We should approach it from the perspective of a play with music. Hmm. And it really is that. It's all about the characters and the story. It's really all about that. And the music is kind of a very nice add-on to that. Hmm. But it really is about how these four guys grafted a path for themselves to become the world famous Four Seasons. So back to the scene about Frankie's daughter, who, yes, tragically dies. It's an incredible scene to play because you cannot go through the motions, because then the audience picks up on that. So you really do have to be in the moment and absolutely feel what it's like to lose somebody who's that important to you. So it's really, really grueling and taxing in terms of the emotional arc as well, but it's also what makes it really, really fulfilling as an actor to portray the character.
It's real. It's not just a play moment.
Absolutely.
It actually works for you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are you doing then when you're not playing Frankie?
When I'm not playing Frankie, I have to be at the show still. So
are you on stage? Are you?
I'm not on stage, but I am backstage in case anything should happen to Grant. Then I'm
and you're singing in the dressing room
and prepared to go on.
I see there are loads of understudies. Can you? Are there? Has there any understudy ever been used?
Actually, these past 2 weeks have been quite crazy in terms of a flu going around. So we've had a person with tonsillitis. So his understudy went on. Frankie Valli, actually, there's Yaku, and then there's an understudy called Byron Leolivato.
Yes.
He actually went on because Grant was having a bit of a vocal strain.
Yeah.
So, and Yaku can't do two shows straight off to each other. So
the reason why two Frankies are cast is because it's almost physically impossible to do a show back-to-back.
Yes.
So the reason why that casting is there is mostly for the weekends, so that somebody can take the strain off the other Frankie.
Yes.
So if any one of the Frankies are off, then a third cover would have to step up. And there are four, five people in every company who is able to pull Frankie off, because it's such a vocally demanding role and people do tend to drop like flies.
It must be so frustrating to sit there in the dressing room or be, you know, at the back of the stage night after. I want to play this part. Not wishing anybody to get sick, but I want to play this part.
Of course, yeah.
Now, tell me about you guys. You are actually, if you just join us, by the way, listeners, we're talking in studio to two of the stars of Jersey Boys. We're talking to Jaco van Rensburg, and who plays Frankie Valli, and Kenneth Mayer, who plays Bob Gordio. You guys are, you're a singer, you're a dancer essentially, aren't you, Jaco? Well, besides a singer, you're a trained dancer, choreographer.
I started out as a dancer, absolutely, yes. And because in South Africa, I think being a male who's able to move and to dance, you inevitably end up in the dancing chorus because there are so few people who have the dance training and the technique. So, and there are more people who are singers, actors, I think. So it kind of makes the company stronger to have strong male dancers. And I've always been kind of boxed in that category with shows like Cats and Chicago, which I absolutely adored and loved. But it was really quite incredible for me to be able to break that mold and to show what I'm made of in terms of the acting and singing part of it.
Kenny, you're from the Tshwane University, old Pretoria Technicon.
Yeah.
Done a lot of stuff, JC Superstar, Aladdin, The Purr Factory, Evita. You're young and you've been around a lot.
Yeah, quite grateful, very thankful, especially in this industry. And there's so many guys and everyone's so good. To get like that chance to actually be on the South African stage in front of an audience, it's magical.
And never mind be on the stage, I mean to feed off that audience and the accolades and the noise every night and stomping of feet and the shouting.
Yeah, that's what
screaming.
I do. It's literally a drug. It's very empowering.
Yeah, you get a. I mean, you probably get into bed at night and the songs are going round and it, you know, you take a while to kind of unwind.
Yeah, you can't go straight to bed, absolutely. Yeah. We all do have to take a
party.
Take a bit of a chamomile tea or something stronger.
or a possible whiskey on the side, you know.
Whiskey? Tell me about the accents. I mean, you guys are sort of very much local Oaks, and you got this Jersey twang.
Yeah, that was...
Was it hard to get?
Drilling as well. Or we also had a dialect coach from America.
Yeah.
Also, Steve Gibbs, Yeah, Steve Gibbs, also very demanding in what he wants, and Steve Gabus.
That's
thinking of Herschel Gibbs there.
No.
And the creators from America, also our creative team, the director, choreographer, also very demanding on the accents and stuff. So you kind of can't help but fall into it. And I'm a huge Godfather fan. I love the yes. Godfather, and everyone wants to be a bad boy, and that accent just comes automatically.
I have to tell you, your accents are absolutely flawless.
That's wonderful.
You know, but it just everything just so works in that show. You know, normally there is a production, or very often there's a production where you'll see somebody who's upstage, right, who's not quite in the moment, and they're looking into the wings or right. distracted. Everybody in this production is so focused on what they're doing, and the energy just comes, you know, pounding off that stage.
That's wonderful to hear.
But that, I mean, the production we see here must be because of the franchise deal. That's very similar to what you see anywhere in the world. It has to be because people expect to see the same thing. Have you? Are you planning to see other productions? Is there any chance that you'll get to see other productions anywhere else?
I was actually very lucky in that about a year and a half ago, I went to London and I saw the London cast of Jersey Boys, and it was just before our production was announced. So I happened to see the production just before I went into the auditions, which was fantastic.
Thinking, wow, if only.
Absolutely, I would love to play that part. And then also when the three of us went over to New York to go and work there before the rehearsal process started in South Africa, they took us to see the Broadway production of Jersey Boys. So I happened to have okay. seen two different companies, and now ours as a third. So that was really, really amazing. And I must say, we really do not stand back for anybody. It's really quite incredible. It's wonderful to know that South African theater is at that point where we are of an international standard.
Yeah.
And we actually have our creatives from America saying that, don't watch the Broadway or Western cast. Come to South Africa and watch us.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, they're really
promoting us. What accolades. All wonderful. Right, so from here to Cape Town, and then after Cape Town, what happens?
After Cape Town, we have a little break, and then there are more Asian cities lined up, which is still in negotiations. So we.
That's so rock. So you're off to what? Hong Kong. You're going to follow Dirty Dancing
very
there.
Very possibly yeah. the same venues as them, yeah.
Fantastic. We're just running out of time, but let me ask this: is there a role, first of all, Kenny, that you've seen, heard, watched that you would just die to play?
Yeah, that's the hardest question.
Jean Valjean.
Well, I'd say Marius, the boy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a possible one. Even Tony from West Side Story.
Okay.
I've actually had the opportunity to play some of my favorite roles in TUT, like Rent. I played Roger.
Yes.
And I played Bob in Urinetown. So I've actually been very grateful. And there's so many musicals. I literally want to do as much as I can. It's my passion. Really, I just want to do it.
And you, Yaka, any particular role that you've seen that you think I would kill for that?
I have to be honest and say that I'm on the same page as Kenny. I've been very fortunate in that I always wanted to play Mistopheles in Catch, and I had the opportunity to play it with the last production that was here.
Yes.
And I absolutely love that, and I've always wanted to do Chicago. And then when Hazel brought it the second time, I was so lucky to be in that. And then from a singing/acting point of view, Frankie Valli was just perfect for me in terms of rounding it up. So I really am completely and utterly happy with what I've achieved.
Yeah, I don't think anything will top Jersey Boys for a while.
Fantastic. You deserve the accolades. I think you're both absolutely superb in your roles. I think the production is fantastic. And listeners, if you have not seen it, you have to get there.
Yes,
19th of 18th of June you close.
The 19th
of June.
9th of June.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So
yes.
It's what? 5-4 weeks.
And
yeah,
then you're off to Cape Town, and tops and tails, get set up and start all over again.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
So come and have a good time with us.
Thanks, guys. I've been to see the show once. I'm coming again.
Wonderful.
Nothing will keep me away. I just, I'm knocked out by it. So thanks for your time, and break a leg, and I hope you have a fabulous rest of season in Joburg and as well as Cape Town.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Two of the guys, two of the stars from Jersey Boys, Kenneth Meyer and Jaco van Rensburg.
Hi, I'm David Shevers.
Hi, you're listening to Harry Sideropoulos.
I'm Malcolm Terry.
Hello, from Michael Richard.
Hello, from Fiona Ramsey.
And if you're listening to us, then you're lucky enough to be listening to Radio Today.
Today, South Africans share their lives with you here on Radio Today.